Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Trademark. We've got a very, very special guest for you all today. We got Jim Clouk from Check A Pro Podcast, and we're super excited to dive in. So let's go ahead and get started.
Step into The Trademark, your go-to podcast for everything marketing in the trades. Hosted by award-winning industry marketing experts, Sarah Gerardo from Remarketable and Eric Thomas from Rival Digital. Together, we're here to unite the worlds of trades and marketing, bringing you insights, stories, and strategies from the heart of the industry. Whether you're a trade professional, a marketing expert, or somewhere in between, this is the place for you. Listen in as we're here for the big ideas, the game changers, and the everyday successes. Because at The Trademark, we're with the trades and for the trades.
Welcome back, everyone. Eric Thomas here alongside me, my trusty host, Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. And today we got Jim Clouk. Jim, how are you doing?
Eric, I'm doing great. Sarah, it's great to see you again.
It's great to see you again. So I kind of want to start off this podcast, not by the normal introductions of who you are, what you do, but I want you to share an inspiring story where a local community podcast genuinely transformed a business. Because I know that's what we're talking about today, and that's what you do.
I've got tons of stories. I wish you had given me the list of questions before. This is going to be tough, right? I'm on the hot seat.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. So I have, you know, just a number of stories. So I'm going to tell a broad story, then I'll think of one specific. Because what I do is I help home service professionals, home service providers, gain credibility and authority and have the ability to educate the homeowner through podcasts, specifically video podcasts. We still have some audio podcasts for some of our clients. And, you know, there are just, you know, many. So, for instance, in Houston, Texas, I have a handful of clients. And by the way, I've got home service clients all across the United States. And one of them recently said, through the podcast, I was able to close a $7,000 water softener deal. So that's very, very specific. It's not broad, but when we talk podcasts at CheckaPro, it's more of a using the podcast technology and putting videos on it and allowing the podcast technology to put it out there on Apple and on Spotify and Amazon and iHeartRadio, for instance. And it allows that home service professional to get credibility. But the most important thing is to educate the homeowner, because wouldn't you guys agree that before you buy something, you want to learn more about the product or service?
Yeah, most definitely. I Google everything.
Mm-hmm. And we watch YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we want to learn about the product or service. And what we do at CheckaPro, which is really kind of fun, it's not that unique. It just so happens that I've been working with home service professionals for almost 20 years. And that is, we just work with contractors to position them. But think about all of the products that people need to buy for their home, whether it's a garage door, a new HVAC system, a new roof. Don't you want to do a little research about the company, the product, and who is heading that company? And I interview the owner of that home service company on a podcast with their brand on it. Like A1 Garage Door Service, Tommy Mello's company, we do their podcast for the homeowner. Abacus Plumbing, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, it's a $100 million company in the Houston area. Then I've got some smaller companies that do $3, $5 million a year in various different industries.
That's awesome. And so what initially drew you to focusing on helping the trades with creating podcasts?
So it started back in 2005. I started a company called CheckaPro. And at the time in Houston, Texas, at the time, it was like a local Angie's List just in the community I was in Houston, because I had problem with contractors. Contractors, unfortunately, don't have a great name. People don't trust them like they would trust a doctor, right? You go to the doctor's office, you assume that they have a license and so forth, and you go to their place of business. When it comes to a contractor, you don't know if they're insured. You don't know if they have a license. They're coming to your home. Who knows? Maybe they were in prison. I don't know. You just don't know. So what I did is I created CheckaPro, where we check insurance, licenses, and references on all the contractors. So started back out of that business back in 05. And I ended up doing a radio show in Houston to promote the business. We advertised on television and in print and so forth, and online a lot with Google. And then when the podcasting and videos became so prevalent and easier to do, and we knew that the consumer now was looking for more of that type of information before they bought, I transitioned from some of the old promotion marketing advertising into the new digital space with podcasting, and then quickly getting into the video casting.
And so video casting, what format are you seeing that's the most popular? Is it YouTube Shorts? Is that where you're posting? Like, and then of course, long content.
So actually, probably none of the above. The most effective tool that we use with the video podcasting, we'll call it, is actually using an embeddable podcast player on the contractor's website. So picture this. Let's say you need a new air conditioning system and you go to acmehvac.com. I don't know if that exists. It could, but
sure,
anyway.
It does. Wild names out there.
Okay. So this is just a brand X company. You go to their website to learn more about what they have to sell, where they service, and so forth. And you look at their competitors and so forth. But on this particular website, right on the homepage, you see these videos in this embeddable podcast player, which we provide. It's code that they put on their website. And so now the homeowner can see these shorter videos with me interviewing the contractor in a radio show format. So I call myself the radio pitchman. I wrote a book. So here's a pitch from my book called The Radio Pitchman's Podcast Playbook. And my history is radio. So I've taken radio, I spun it into these video casts. And when you go to that HVAC contractor's website, you see me talking to the owner of that company. And you, as the consumer, get a feel for it. The owner, the culture, how they install, how long they've been in business. And people have always bought from people they know, like, and trust. And that is a big difference.
Yep. People buy from people. I was just saying that this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also when, you know, when the video is of them being interviewed by a third party, it tends to give them a little bit more validation, because it's not like them talking about themselves, about how great they are. It's someone else interviewing them for that type of validation.
Yeah. Like here on this podcast, right? You're asking me questions and I'm answering, you know, versus me just broadcasting that. So what's interesting about that is I talk to home service professionals all the time. I like to call them home service professionals, not just home service providers, because I think the gentlemen and women in the blue collar space should be known as professionals, much like the white collar professionals. So the home service professional might say, yeah, Jim, but I can take my iPhone and I can tell everybody how great I am. I say, that's great. And that's better than not doing any at all. But it's better to have a third party endorsement. And remember, back in 05, I said I started this pre-qualified service for the homeowner called CheckaPro.com. Mm-hmm. And we check insurance, licenses, and references. And I've been doing radio for over 40 years, believe it or not. So it's been a long time. So I've taken that radio and I spun it. So when you're watching these videos, it looks like the contractor is being interviewed on my radio program. And it is a third party endorsement, but it's not just a third party. It's one where all of our contractors have to become a CheckaPro member, which means we pre-qualify them. So whether it's A1 Garage Door Service or Abacus Plumbing, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, go down the list. They've all been pre-qualified by our company, where we check insurance, licenses, and references. And that makes a huge difference, because the competition probably doesn't have that.
So then they get third party backlinks that are authoritative.
Yeah.
This is genius. Why don't you do this? Work with Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's smart.
You know, so it's interesting you say that. And I'm going to make a little pitch for my little radio pitchman book. It is a small book. This is like a full size book. And this is my little book. It only takes 20. It only takes 27 and a half minutes to read if you're me. But if you're smart, it probably takes 19 minutes. So I talk about all this. So you talked about backlinks and stuff. So when we put these podcast videos on Amazon and on Apple and iHeartRadio, we put a backlink back to your website as the plumber or HVAC company. So you're getting backlinks from Amazon, from Apple, from iHeart, from Audible, from Spotify, wherever we end up placing it. So there is that reputation SEO. When someone types in your name, Acme HVAC, and they see there's an Amazon link coming back to you, and there's one from iHeartRadio, they're like, these guys are everywhere. They're on Apple Podcasts. Let me check them out. So there's that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just like in the whole ecosystem of Google, because they, you know, that's pretty much what Google just loves these days is experience, expertise, authority, and trust. And there's no better way to demonstrate all four of those things than to be, you know, putting your voice out there across all the streaming platforms and to be the author of it and to have it embedded on your website and links back to that page and everything like that. It all kind of works together too.
Absolutely. So picture this. Let's say there's a technician that's out at Mr. and Mrs. Smith's house, and Mr. Smith says, okay, you're company number three. I'm going to make a decision. I saw company one and two this morning. This afternoon, you're number three. Why should I hire you? Because everything's about equal. You're a little more expensive. I kind of like you, but what's going to put you over the top? And you as a technician might say, well, you know, you need a 5-ton downstairs and a 3-ton upstairs. We've established that. And that's what the competition said as well. So we're on the same page. The owner of the company was on the Checka Pro radio show with Jim Clouk 2 months ago. Can I send you that recording so you can see the owner talk? Competition doesn't have that. And
yeah,
the homeowner said, what else can you do to differentiate yourself? And if they didn't ask, you still do it. So if nothing else, it, you know, on site, because technology is easy. Can I pull it up on my iPad or my phone, or can I send you a link? That alone can change the game.
Or you could send it an email before you go, right? Of that person that goes to the home, depending on what the topic is and how they can get to know you better. But I also see it like as what you're doing for like contractors could do the same for their local community, right? And bring out other businesses inside of their local community. They could be the ones that interview them. And then I see it as like, you know, just kind of spreading like wildfire. It's not that you're just supporting and teaching what you do, but it's really what you're bringing to others as that third party authoritative person in the community as your brand grows. Do you think that like that, I mean, that's a strategy, right? That's what Eric, that's what your team does.
Yeah, definitely. And we, I mean, I think like even having, I love this topic, by the way, on podcasting just in general, because I think there's a lot of misconceptions that I'd love to hear your opinion on as well, Jim, about contractors starting a podcast.
I'm glad you brought that up. So let me know when I can get into this.
Yeah. because there's just, I've seen the benefit personally of having a podcast, and I know of some that have podcasts that have also seen the benefit of having a podcast. And I'll hit you with one. Here's the first one that I hear a lot, Jim. Podcasting can only be done for B2B businesses. Mm-hmm.
I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
So, and that's not true at all. Are you talking where someone in the home services in the trades will say that, right? Like
a contractor, a plumber.
And so I say just the opposite, and I'm going to offend a lot of people, but I'm telling you, this is my experience. And I want you to think about it before you start sending me hate mail. If you're a plumber or an HVAC guy or gal or anything in home service, how are you getting a benefit from the homeowner that pays you? Because let's establish that you are selling to the homeowner. If you're not commercial and residential, you're selling to the homeowner. Why does the homeowner care if you're talking to another person in the trades about what you do? Because that's all we see all the time. It's like, hey, I've got Bubba with me and we're talking about, you know, how, you know, you can upsell the customer. Customer doesn't want to hear that. So, or we're talking about the conference that's coming up in Los Angeles and so-and-so is going to be speaking. The homeowner is not going to tune in nor care. So what's that for? Like, as the plumber or HVAC guy, what are you doing? What is the end game for your podcast? Just to chat with friends? Who's the audience? That's my question.
I think that's the question that we all have as marketers. Like, so I always start with who is the audience? Like, who do I want to talk to? Mm-hmm. Right. And then I go in and I'm like, okay, this is the campaign that they might need versus the opposite. Some people will think of the campaign first and then they're trying to fit an audience inside of that. And I'm like, I don't think that's how that works. But that was a great point. Most definitely. And so what are some more misconceptions about, like, who should they be? Like, how do they talk to the homeowner? Because you're right. It's us talking to other businesses.
Yep.
But how do, if they had a podcast, how do they talk to the homeowner in a way that makes sense?
It's actually quite hard if you don't use a system like ours. And I know that sounds very self-serving to what I do. But remember, I'm a third party. So when we do that, the focus is on the contractor with the consumer getting the benefit, and I'm there to distract everybody. So for instance, if I'm a plumber and I say, hi, I'm Jim the plumber, and on the program today, we're going to talk about how we can clean out your water heaters, and here's the difference between a tank and a tankless and so forth. That's educational, kind of like a YouTube video. But you miss so much of someone being able to draw things out of you. So for instance, you guys are doing a great job of asking me questions. You kind of tee it up and I hit it out of the park. If I'm by myself, which I could do a Facebook Live right now, right? And I could just be talking about what we're talking about, but it's less dynamic and less credible. Have you heard of the book called They Ask, You Answer by Marcus Sheridan?
Mm-hmm.
So Tommy Mello turned me on to this book. And when he turned me on to the book, my whole system changed in terms of how we position the home service professional on these video podcasts. So They Ask, You Answer is all about asking frequently asked questions the homeowner may ask and then answering it. So when we do these videos that are podcast videos, and let me be clear, I didn't mention this before, and this is going to shock many people. These videos that we call podcasts are 5 to 6 minutes long. But the They Ask, You Answer system works like this. Let's say it's a plumbing company. One of the questions I may ask, which will be a frequently asked question, is what's the difference between a tank and a tankless water heater? So that question is the title of the podcast, the video.
Mm-hmm.
And then he or she answers that question. There's no small talk. There's no like, hey, welcome to the podcast and so forth. The way it generally goes is I'd say, Eric, welcome back to the Check a Pro Radio Show. And Eric would say, thanks for having me. So, but I don't say, how's your plumbing business and so forth. I'll say, a question's come into the radio program about the differences between water heaters. So what's the difference between a tank and a tankless? And Eric gets into it. And then we're done. Mm-hmm. And then we do another one and another one. And we post those every week.
Mm. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's really good stuff, especially like there's so much like value in that as well. I mean, those can all get turned into a blog article, and then mm-hmm. the video can be embedded, the episode can be embedded.
And we have we have closed captioning and transcripts. We're using a lot of AI now that helps us write the show notes and helps with SEO. And it's such a great time. And here's what I tell everybody, Sarah and Eric, if you're not doing videos and or podcasts, you've got to really start thinking about it. It's competitive enough out there now. It's not 10, 20 years ago. There are small operators and gargantuan ones. And there's some in between. And you've got to either figure out, you know, am I going that way or am I going out of business because of the big guys? And what am I doing to differentiate myself? One of the things you can do in your marketplace as a smaller operator is be more personal, be personable, be there, be that person's go-to, be the friend. Have you ever gone somewhere where you saw maybe a local celebrity and you're like, hey, that's the guy that does the weather on the TV station? Yeah. Well, that's what happens with this stuff when you're in the grocery store shopping and someone says, hey, there's the plumber guy. He's the guy on the video. And it just makes a huge difference. And this is so new in a blue collar world that it's taking a little while for people to fully understand this, because traditionally in the trades haven't been cutting edge technology. They just haven't been. They've been turning wrenches for centuries. And now all of a sudden, AI and all this stuff, and there's this big catch up. And so how are you closing the gap between the huge companies in your marketplace and you?
Yeah. No, I think that's how are you diversifying yourself? And then how are you being unique and creative and innovative, but not just in the technology that you use, but the efforts that you put out, right? And there's just so much to do as a marketer in the trades, and there's so much to do as a business owner. But if you took time to do something different, like, you can create something different. And I think people forget that, right? So if I was a tradesperson, how would I get started? What investment? What does this look like to start a podcast or a podcast video stream? Or where would
are
I
you start? Talking, Sarah, are you talking about going out on your own or doing it through us where we basically are a turnkey system?
Okay. Let's give both.
If you're going
right?
to do it,
your turnkey
if you're going to do it yourself,
you're not on your own.
Okay, so I'm going to pitch my book, but I'm not selling. I'll give this away for free to anyone. If you want a copy of the book, everything's in here. Okay?
Everything's it's in not there. That okay, thick. I'd it's like very a signed simple. Copy, please.
Sure. I'll give you a signed copy. And also, the book is free on audio. If you go to theradiopitchman.com, you can listen to it. It's a half hour long. All the basics are in there. The problem is it's kind of like an HVAC technician saying, here's the manual on how to install an air conditioning system. Oh, okay. I'm going to do that once in my life, and it's going to take me forever to do it. And I really don't know what I'm doing because I don't have the experience. So it's really hard to do alone because of who's going to interview you, who's going to be producing this, who's going to keep you on task. It's kind of like you can go to the gym by yourself, or you can have a trainer. Or you can have a coach, you can have a business coach for your business. Like, who's going to keep you accountable for it? And so if someone wants to do it on their own, I'll talk to them on a phone call or Zoom call, and I'll give you some tips. If we do it for you, no joke, it takes no more than a half hour a month, your part. All we have to do is record you, and we do everything else. So it's really hard to do yourself because it's like doing your own talk show. How do you do your own talk show? Someone has to interview you if you want to be a guest. How are you your own guest? I don't know. And so other ways are just not the way to do it. You know what they say is, if you're an attorney and you go to court for something, you really shouldn't defend yourself, right? It's just not a smart thing. It's just better to have someone else do it for you.
Yeah. I agree. That's why I partnered with Eric. I was hoping that he would do everything for me.
There you go. Yeah. So, I know Sarah had asked this earlier, and I knew we wanted to come back to it eventually. Let's talk about the community aspect of it, because I don't think everything with podcasting has to be like always like educational. You know, I think that I think that what we've been talking about so far is brilliant. How about for like the contractors that want to interview like local leaders in their community and other business owners and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I know some individuals that do that. So it's kind of like years ago or even today, you might take someone out to lunch or take someone golfing to entertain them, and you get to know them. It's like a networking opportunity. And then they may refer you business. I think that's where you're going with this, Eric, right? Where you're establishing relationships. And I think it's a fantastic thing to do. If you have a podcast and you're willing to keep it going, because over 90% of them don't go past episode 3. Did you know that? Just over 90% don't go past episode 3 before they stop.
Crazy.
I know. So people just don't follow through. It's kind of like it, you know, on January 1st, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And, you know, by March 1st, they're nowhere near the gym. They're still paying for it, but they're nowhere near the gym. So if you can be consistent, I think it is a great, great tool, especially in a smaller community where, you know, you're not in a, you know, city of 3 or 5 million people. Maybe you're in a smaller area and you get to bring people onto the podcast. People love being on a podcast. They feel important. And then they also do what? They share that.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need to think about how you're positioning the guest, yourself, and possibly your company. Because of course it's going to be, you know, brought to you by Acme HVAC Company, right? So you just have to be careful how you position that. But I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I think there can even be like good recruitment aspects out of it too. Like if you interview, that's what Rogers Heating and Cooling does a lot. They'll interview like team members and stuff about like their experience working there. And that's helped with recruitment. That's all good stuff.
I will say
everyone's mom loves to see them online.
Yeah. I touched upon this before and I'll say it again. And I don't think I can say this enough. When you're online doing a podcast, posting anything, don't forget who pays you. It's Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's the homeowner. So be careful what you do and how you act and what you say. A lot of people don't agree with me, but a lot of contractors will get on a podcast and drop the F-bomb and so forth. That's okay in the locker room, if you will, but you're not in the locker room. It's on the internet. Right. Mm-hmm. And if your name's associated with it, Google's pretty smart. So if you're Acme HVAC Company and someone's doing research on your company and types it in and a link comes up on page 3 of some podcast and they click on it and they see the owner going, da, 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 F this or that. I just don't think that's a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Sometimes I say cuss words, though, not on purpose. It's just unintentionally. And then I'm like, hey, Eric, if you could just bleep those out.
I mean, so, you know, it's one of those things that no one's going to criticize you for not doing it, but someone may for doing it. It's like smoking as well. No one says, gosh, Jim, I wish you'd light up next to me. But there might be someone who says, I wish you wouldn't smoke near me. So it's just one of those. And I'm an old fashioned kind of guy. And, you know, I know we're in a blue collar space, but don't forget a lot of your customers aren't. They're different people. And no, like I said, no one's going to watch your video cast and say, gosh, I wish he dropped the F-bomb more. I want to hire him. If he dropped it twice more, I'd hire him to put my water heater in. No.
You're absolutely right. No one would say that. Yeah.
You know, as I said, the F-bomb and I didn't say the word.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to get canceled.
Right. No, most definitely. And so thinking about the future of community and podcasting, where do you think like it's going to go to new levels and new heights that now that we're really promoting this as marketers, right? Like podcasting has always been there. During COVID, it seemed to take off.
Yep.
But now, like what's next? Like I see like just a crazy future because if people actually tap into something different, you could have a lot of different content out there, which I really think is exciting. What do you see as the future for podcasting?
Everybody will have a podcast to some extent and every small business will. So I'm going to go back in time. Years ago, if you didn't have a telephone, you couldn't operate. That's a long time ago. And then if you didn't get a fax machine in the 80s and 90s, you were behind. If you didn't get a website by 2000, people were like, how come you don't have a website? If you didn't have email, then if you didn't get social media, right? And now we're at a point, if you're not doing a podcast or something that resembles one, you're behind. And at some point, and it could be now already, the homeowner in our space is going to say, can I see these people that operate this business? So at least do videos, right? So anyone can have a podcast. some people shouldn't have one because everyone can have one, right? I mean, it's so back when I was a kid, when you listened to the radio or watch TV, the only people on there were professionals. They were paid professionals. Okay. Today, someone could be operating from the basement or their attic, or I don't know, out of an airplane maybe, and spewing all kinds of crazy stuff. it's crazy. So you don't even know if it's legit. But to answer your question, yes, I believe everybody is going to be moving in that direction. Now, what's it going to look like in a few years? I don't know. AI is moving so quickly. I'm not really sure what the product is actually going to look like, but it's here. Anyone can get into it. I just caution you. Just because you can buy a gun doesn't mean you should be playing with it. That's a bit extreme, okay?
That's a bit extreme, but yeah.
That's a bit extreme. I like to shock people.
Right.
Yeah.
Shock it off.
Exactly. But that may have been a bit extreme. But my point is just because you're on the air doesn't mean you're doing it right. It doesn't mean it's not wasting your time, and it doesn't mean it may not be hurting your reputation. A lot of people just don't think a lot about how to position themselves well. And I've learned a lot over the years. I've been talking into a microphone like this on the radio since I was 18 years old, started in college. So it's just one of those things that when podcasting came into play, it was easy for me. I'm like, I've been talking to people forever.
Yeah.
I wasn't on video forever. They say I've got a face for radio. So I had to go in and get a facelift and all kinds of work done. So I'm kidding. So you guys are like, oh my gosh, yeah, okay. he should get a refund. but so then I got used to being on camera, and some people are really good on camera. Some people aren't, but at least they're trying. But you just have to remember who's consuming it and what are they thinking? So have a third party look at what you're doing. Someone who's not your mother or your wife or your business partner, and say, you know, would you watch some of my videos and podcasts and tell me what you think? Because really, when we're close to it, we might think it's great.
Yeah. Or we might not watch it, right? We might just be like, let's just push the button because that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And
because, I mean, it's hard to hear your own voice. It's hard to see yourself on video. And and that's just the truth of the matter. Even for me, sometimes, like, I always go back and critique myself on every video and every podcast. And then I'm like, Sarah, you're just like constantly, you know, wanting a different iteration. But at the same time, like, I know myself and it's just going to happen. And so it's like I over critique myself. So you're right. Having a third party like look at that scenario and situation and video content, it always helps. But sometimes, you know, you have to teach them what you're looking for and the feedback as well. Because if you're just giving it to, you need like a third party professional to look at it and be like, does this make sense? Does this look good? Versus like your best friend or your mom. You're right.
Yep.
I was like, this is great.
Of course. I recommend keeping it simple. Like the they ask you answer I had mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. Because you know what you're going to talk about. It's always framed in that frequently asked question. And it's always easy to get frequently asked questions because if you're a roofer and you don't even have an FAQ page on your website to use as questions for these video casts, you just go to Google and type in roofing frequently asked questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There.
A good one too.
And so if you stay within the framework of they ask you answer with the frequently asked questions, you almost can't go wrong for these short form videos versus going off on some tangent where you've got, you know, two or three people on the podcast are like, so what'd you do this past weekend? Well, I went fishing. Boy, the big one got away. And my wife, she was cranky. I'm like, who cares? Like where are, like, what is your audience? What are you trying to achieve? Are you just trying to have a good time and have a chat? Fine. But if you really want to get down to brass tacks and get your phone to ring with credible customers, I would keep it tight. And people tend to go off track. And unless you can monetize your podcast with viewership, which is very hard, meaning you have to have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers and or views to make money. That's not why we do podcasts for the most part. We do it as a tool to get people to buy the water heater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a legion. Yeah.
Absolutely, it is.
Obviously, it's a legion.
Yeah, it's like when you go to, you know, a home and garden show as a plumber and you're there to show your, you know, water heater and so forth. And I don't know, you're not making money by having people, you know, give you a dollar bill for some, you know, magic act you're doing on the side. You're there to get them to sign up for an appointment so you can go out and sell them that new water heater. And the time and the cost of being at that home and garden show is just the price you have to pay to get into the homeowner's home.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's no different. And it's actually like having a home show all day long, 365. Think about this. When you go to a home show or you know, any type of trade show and you go up to a booth, you learn about what they have to sell.
Yeah.
When you have this exposure online that's organized, it's like being at a show every minute of the day. They have to find you, but you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Eric, what would your ideal marketing funnel look like for a podcast? Like if you had this kind of situation, like, yep, it would be obviously an embedded video, but how would you get people to subscribe? How would you want to continue conversations with them?
I would have my website team go on and pull a copy of every single web form submission in the past 2 years. And then I would put them into Excel and filter them and find the most frequently submitted messages from the site. That would be like you said, answer the public or what's it, answer Socrates. That's another good one where you can go find them. I would go find what they've got there and start pumping them out. I would get with Jim and have him interview me to answer all the questions. But yeah, so I mean, honestly, like you were saying, like the example earlier was, you know, what's the difference between a tank and a tankless water heater? I would take that, optimize it, put it on YouTube, embed it onto on both service pages, the water heater replacement page and the tankless water heater installation page for folks that are interested in one or the other. Because then, especially if that video answers it in a way that alludes towards tankless water heaters being the better option, if someone searches water heater replacement near me and ends up on your water heater replacement page and starts watching that, they just went from a $3,500 sale to an $8,000 sale because they were like, oh, this video or they had a third party endorsement and he answered this question and it seems like tankless is the answer. So that's how I would use it as a funnel. I'm sure there's a million different ways.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. There's a minimum of 21 ways to repurpose your content, but the end goal is to capture the conversion. So it's like the lead form. What are you giving back if someone watched it? Like there's just so much, there are so many little channels going through my mind as to how to repurpose it, but also how to recapture and then rehash, right? So even sending these to your existing client database that might have missed the opportunity of the replacement and wanted to repair or missed the opportunity of replacement just in general, like you could give them more information with these videos. And then, you know, you're taking them offsite, but at the same time, you're providing value. And I think a lot of times contractors miss that. They're like, here's the offer, here's the offer, here's the offer. But like, that's not the nurture. The nurture is the value. The nurture is the education. Mm-hmm. And hearing someone else ask those questions, but hearing an owner like truly answer them, it's just so valuable in today's world because there's so much junk on the internet. Like you could search for anything and come up with some kind of random answer because we put the junk on the internet. Does that make sense? Like we do it. That's our job as marketers. So
you can search anything and WebMD will let you know that you've actually already died.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course. So along those lines, I'm going to show you a couple of books here. So before I started doing podcast and video, I helped my home service professional clients with long form direct response radio. Long form meaning an hour long radio program that was an infomercial, but it sounded like a radio show called the Checo Pro Radio Show. This book called When Can You Do It was written by one of my customers, Tom Decker. And in 12 months, we tripled his business with radio alone by using this direct response method, meaning that we educated the consumer, told them everything they needed to know, and then they picked up the phone to call. So every phone call wasn't a lead. It was an appointment because they were able to disqualify themselves. I don't want to get deep into this, but if you can give out the price of something, which isn't always possible, but we were able to do it for Tom's business because he was selling solar attic fans and attic insulation, and we knew what it cost per square foot to put the insulation in. So every call that came in was an appointment, and 8 out of 10 of those appointments turned into a job. And so I learned a lot doing that. He wrote this book, When Can You Do It? Because when can you do it is the only question that the homeowner asks after they heard that radio show. They know what it costs. Mm-hmm. They know how long it takes. They know you, yeah, the owner. And I wrote the foreword to this book, but when can you do it? Isn't that what all home service professionals want to hear from the homeowner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when you go out to the house, they already know everything because they watched your freaking videos. Mm-hmm. They know everything. They know you. They know the culture. They may know roughly what it costs, how long it takes to put in, what type of product they want. So when they're calling, they don't have a lot of questions versus just going to Google and typing in, I need a new water heater.
Yeah.
And then calling someone blindly and saying, hey, I need a water heater. Can you come out and give me a quote? Versus, hey, I watched 4 of your videos.
Baby.
Hey, I love your owner. He's handsome. I'm ready to have you guys come out. Can you give me a rough idea what it costs? Oh, you can't. Well, that's fine. Then tell me when you come out. But they're already down the line. And also these video casts are a way of the homeowner determining whether or not they are your customer. For instance, let's say someone makes $40,000 a year and they're in the market for a new car. We're talking totally different industry now, a new car. And they're on the internet and they end up on the Bentley website. They know darn well they're not buying a Bentley. They can't afford the wheel. But they go to the Kia website and they're like, yeah, this looks like something I can afford. So they disqualify themselves from the Bentley. Does that make sense? Because now I know a lot of people are saying, I'll take any lead. No, you do not want any lead. You want a qualified lead, right? Because any lead is a waste of your sales guy's time. Does that make sense? You guys still with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when they watch the videos, they get a feel for, you know what? I think I'm a customer of this type of service company, which is a good thing because you want them to be sold on it before you go out to their home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't get that. The service companies that are mature and understand, they're like, yeah, I want that guy versus I can convert anybody. Well, okay.
Oh gosh. You beat me to it. Cause I was just about to say, like, I think one of the most powerful positions that any business owner can be in is when they have people coming to them pre-positioned to buy versus, like, I would rather get 10 calls that 10 appointments out of 10 calls, because all 10 of them listened to me and they heard me talk about, why does it cost this much? Why doesn't it cost this much? What's the difference between a good contractor and a bad contractor? And so we get 10 calls and 8 of them turn into jobs versus, like you said, oh, I can convert anybody, get my people on the phone, get me in the door. And you get them 80 calls at a 30% answering rate. And then you get the 11 PM text message, need leads.
Yep. Yeah. And it's not efficient. It's chaotic. It's stressful.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's such a good place to be in too.
Yeah. So if you could give to wrap this up, if you could give one piece of strategic advice to someone looking to start their community podcast, what would it be?
If you want to start a community podcast, like we discussed before, and you want to invite guests on that you can partner with and so forth, I would sit down with a pen and a pad of paper and write down what you want this podcast to produce for you, such as, I want to get to know other business leaders, number one. Number two, I want them to refer me business. Number three, I want my customer, my prospect, to be able to watch this or listen to this, and start writing that down. Then you got to figure out how you're going to produce it and how you're going to distribute it. And that's not that difficult. You've got to figure out what platforms and how you're going to get them on those platforms. I'm not really sure where you want me to go with that answer for the question, but you need to figure out what, if you're going to put time into this, and time is money, what is the objective?
I think that's exactly what I wanted to get out. It's like, you can have a podcast and you can talk about anything. Like you said, some people just chat with one another and it's a conversation. And then others are doing, you're doing another way to inform of, to provide value, right? To frequently ask questions in a third party authoritative setting. So there's so many different structures of a podcast, but the advice you gave goes to all, saying just, what's your why? Like, what's the objective? What's the goal? And I think, you know, even for us, we're out there, we're like, oh, we want to talk about marketing in the trades and marketing in general. And we talk to all these like business owners and successful people. But, you know, our why is to bring out people. And, you know, we're working on our content to really understand that as we grow. So, you know, as much as I'd love to say some people need to write things down and really go through their content, I think that some people are just getting started. And I don't think that's a bad thing either. I think it's just kind of, you know, good for them for getting started. Now let's go back and reformat and restructure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I will say this, that if anybody who is watching and or listening to this would like to bounce their idea off of me, I will talk to you at no charge. Just if you want to reach out to me, you can.
Yeah. And how can they find you?
TheRadioPitchman.com. Jim@TheRadioPitchman.com is probably the best way. The easiest way might be also Facebook. If you're on Facebook, which a lot of people are, just type in my name, Jim Clouk, and I will come up. I could be friends with a lot of people who are watching this. I have a lot of friends out there in home service. So I don't think I'm that difficult to find. So here's why I love helping people at no charge, because I learn stuff. Because someone might have a great idea. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I like that angle. Do you mind if I steal that?
So, I think your angle is brilliant.
There's never a bad idea, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, we really appreciate you being on the Trademark with us today. It's been just an absolute honor learning from you and learning this brilliant strategy of what you're doing with podcast, a video podcast. And it makes complete sense. So thank you for your time today. And we look forward to seeing you at RocketX and, you know, hanging out there.
Sarah and Eric, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on the program. You guys do a great job. And congratulations on your podcast, because, you know, I'm pro podcast. And I do look forward to seeing you in Dallas May 1st through 3rd.
Awesome.
Thanks, Jim.
And that wraps up another episode of The Trademark, where we bridge the worlds of the trades and marketing one story at a time. We can't wait to see you next time. Thank you to the trades for giving back big, loving big, and taking massive action. Don't forget to join us next time for more engaging conversations and innovative ideas. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and share it with your colleagues and friends in the trades and marketing. Your support means the world to us. Stay connected with us off the air by following us on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts and get your feedback. Until next time, keep making your mark in the trades. Thank you for listening to The Trademark. Goodbye for now. And remember, we're with the trades for the trades.